Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get unbeatable flavor and value delivered right to your door. They have an unmatched selection of perfectly portioned proteins, including USDA certified tender, steaks, burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. All flash frozen at their moment of peak quality. Then quickly delivered to your door in a dependable cooler. So a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast. Omaha Steaks practically invented meat delivery, and they've been perfecting the art of premium proteins for over 100 years. With their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can order with complete confidence. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference, a better, more convenient way to buy proteins. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
But you didn't say anything to me. And you didn't do anything to me. I just don't like you no more.
It's not a good idea to look at Tommy Shelby the wrong way.
I feel the same way. So the next time you tell me you love me, if there is a next time, I'll say I love you too.
Now, if I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you. And if I've said something to you, maybe I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it, but I don't think I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But if I did, then tell me what it was, and I'll say sorry for that too, Colin.
Come now. You have to try one. We are but human after all. Going to the whim and allure of such sugary delights. And besides these delicate creatures, they're meant for the most refined palate, such as your own.
You know, General, not everyone has levers to pull like mine. You didn't hire me despite my left-wing past. You hired me because of it. So you could control me.
Who was the most influential actor over the last 25 years here in Ireland?
Brendan Gleeson.
Why do you think Brendan Gleeson?
He's just an all-rounder. He's Irish. He's true to his roots. And he's just a very good actor.
So you're a big, big fan and you think he's made a big influence?
Huge. He's a very good, if it's not the guard, the general.
Even Paddington.
True. But you know that one that was filmed down in Achill? The Banshees of Inisherin?
You love
that. Absolutely classic, even though it was gruesome. Yeah.
And what about Colin Farrell, Cillian Murphy, Saoirse Ronan, Jesse Buckley?
Colin Farrell is super good. He's down to earth and he's always a true Irishman. Saoirse Ronan is good. Cillian Murphy is super good. Very private actor, but his work speaks for him.
Who would you vote for? Who was the most influential Irish person or people over the last 25 years? My list here of actors is Brendan Gleeson, Colin Farrell, Cillian Murphy, Saoirse Ronan, Jesse Buckley.
I'd say Brendan Gleeson. He was very good in The Banshees of Inisherin and Harry Potter, and I've loved Harry Potter since I was so young. So,
yeah, probably Colin Farrell. Yeah.
So you like Colin
Why?
Farrell?
Yeah. Why?
You're not sure, but you like him.
Brendan Gleeson.
Why do you think Brendan Gleeson made such an impact over the last 25 years, in your opinion?
I just think he was a brilliant actor.
Yeah. So for him, he really stands out.
Yeah, he was very good in all his movies.
And what about Jesse Buckley or Saoirse Ronan or Cillian Murphy or Paul Mescal?
Yeah, Cillian Murphy is very good. Yeah, he was a great actor as well. So yeah, very good.
Yeah, Colin Farrell is a very good actor, and I like his stuff.
So you're in your 80s and you like Colin Farrell. You can relate to him.
84.
84.
Yeah.
What is it you like about him? Is it that, I suppose, charisma?
Yeah,
the
exactly. The whole package. The whole package. Good actor.
There you go. Strong opinions there from the Irish public as to who is our most influential actor. As part of 25 for 25, News Talk is choosing the most significant 25 people in the country in various areas. Right now, we're going to talk about actors. We will be revealing the result of your vote in just a minute. But first, Chris Wassa and Brian Lloyd are here to tell us just how wrong you are. Good afternoon to you both, lads.
How are you, Sean?
First thing, Chris. Who should have been on the list? Who wasn't on the list?
I have to make another list. Paul Mescal. Ruth Negga, Andrew Scott. There are quite a few performers that I would have put in maybe instead of... I love Brendan Gleeson. I do love Brendan Gleeson, and he's an incredible body of work there, and I love the character actor that he's grown into over the last few years. The same for Colin Farrell, but I would maybe put Scott and Mescal on that list in their place. That seems almost blasphemous, I know.
Yeah.
But still, it is a strong list. Cillian Murphy is there, obviously, because, again, it feels like when he won that Oscar for Oppenheimer, it wasn't just... for Oppenheimer in a way. It was almost like, for the past 20 years we've seen you develop and grow and mature as a performer, and he gave the performance. It all just culminated with Oppenheimer, and it felt like he was being awarded for that. And I think Jessie Buckley, definitely, despite the fact that she has given what I think is the performance of her career in Hamlet, there's a sense almost that she's just getting started in a way, and she's one of the best performers we have right now. So it's a good list, but it's not the one that I would have put together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One. Yeah. Only one. Yeah. And Brian, your feelings on the list?
I'm surprised Pierce Brosnan didn't get a look in there. Hold on. I know you're going to think in like Taffin, or you're thinking like you know, Mamma Mia and his terrible singing and all the rest of it, but he has some very serious work in amongst all the kind of the fluff. I've said this before, and I'm on record as saying it, and I will keep repeating it. Colm Meaney does not get the same gravitas and the same recognition as other Irish actors.
Yeah.
I believe Chief O'Brien from Star Trek Deep Space Nine is the most positive representation of Irishness ever put on a television screen.
Absolutely.
I will fight anyone who wants to have an argument about it.
I can remember when The Next Generation first came out, and somebody sent a letter into the Sunday World saying, "I'm delighted to see an Irish people are running starships, not cleaning them."
But you're right. Yeah. No, you are absolutely right, because there was an episode on Next Generation called Up the Long Ladder where they had this faux Irish diddly-eye aliens.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah,
and you could see Colm Meaney in the background just giving them filthy looks. Yeah. You could just see the actual anger.
His character actually hated them as well.
Yes!
For the same reason. Plus, also, he said the word bollocks in Star Trek.
Right.
No one
knew what it was. He was able to slip it in there. And, there's that great, I mean, not that I'm talking about Facebook or anything, but there's a great Facebook page called Roddy Doyle Star Trek. And it's basically just, like, screen caps of Colm Meaney with, like, these lines. And, like, the main one is, like, sure, the Irish built space.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And, like, but, like, even the fact that, like, he sounded like, I heard him on The Next Generation on Sky One in the 90s. He sounded like my dad. Like, he sounded like he was from Dublin, like, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of in between, you know, Patrick Stewart, you know, this Shakespearean actor, and, you know, Jonathan Frakes and Martina Sirtis and all these, like, great actors. And they all had this such, you know, richness of, like, depth and character on their accents. And then here was bang smack in the middle of a Colm Meaney, who you knew from The Snapper, just running around.
But to be technical about it, though, we're talking about the last 25 years.
Right.
So that was the 90s. So,
sure.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's a great body of work in this century.
It does. Like, he was in Hell on Wheels. He was in most recently, what was it, The Last Rite was that Irish dramedy that he did. He's has a great body of work, for sure. Absolutely. Oh, Bring Them Down, that was another one that he was in recently enough as well. This Irish language thriller. So, yeah, he's had a great body of work, and whenever they have these conversations, he never seems to get a look in. Justice for Colm Meaney.
Okay, I completely agree with that. And similarly as well, I suppose a lot of people said Brendan Gleeson, but you could say maybe...
Donald Gleeson.
Probably in the last 25 years, maybe more than Brendan.
Yeah, Donald Gleeson had a year there a few years back. It was his big Oscar year where he did Ex Machina.
Yeah.
He was in the first Star Wars film that he was in. I think he was in The Revenant, and you might remind me of the fourth one. But it was
About Time? Was that the same year, was it?
Was that nominated for an Oscar? There was four films that he was in like over 12 months. All of them were nominated for Oscars. Donald Gleeson was never nominated for Oscars. But that was how big he was. And he is a wonderful actor. Yeah, definitely. I don't know if he'd be in my top five. These things are inherently silly. Like, if you ask me today who my top five...
Oh, no, absolutely.
You're arbitrary.
It would change tomorrow. But I would love to have seen Andrew Scott in there. Because Andrew Scott, over the last 10 years, just has constantly surprised me. I remember seeing him for the first time in The Stag, which is a very underrated film by John Butler. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff from Andrew Scott in there. That was the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, the scene around the campfire where he's on Raglan Road. That was the first time that I thought, who's this fella? I kind of want to see more of this guy. He reunited again with him for Handsome Devil. He obviously, you know, played Moriarty. He was in a Bond film. But the stuff he's been doing over the last few years...
Have you seen Ripley?
Yeah. Yeah, Blue Moon. He's very good in. For me, he should have been actually nominated for, if not an Oscar, definitely a BAFTA. You remember there was a bit of an upset there when he didn't receive it for All of Us Strangers.
Yeah,
so he is definitely someone that I would have put in that list.
Yeah, would you put Paul Mescal on the list?
Yeah, I think but
he's kind of, there's a slight bit of came out of nowhere, and maybe there isn't as much.
If we were to shrink it down to the last 5 years, definitely he'd need to get a look in for sure.
Yeah,
because the way that he, like, I don't think this is hyperbole. I think he really has exploded.
Yes,
like we were talking about Hamnet off air when we were waiting to come in. Like he was incredible in that, and that is now in the Oscar race. Jessie Buckley, I'll put money on it now. She's going to win Best Actress, I would say, for this. He will get nominated for Best Actor
or Best Supporting.
Don't know if he'll win, but. He was incredible in that. And, like, he's only getting started.
Absolutely.
It's in his future, I think.
Yeah. If you were to look at the roles that some of the actors in that list have had over the last few years, and then you look at Paul Mescal, like, he's made fewer films, obviously, but he's got, like, God's Own Country, All of Us Strangers, he has After Sun, and now Hamlet. Four sensational roles is an awful lot better than having been around for the last 20 years being an awful lot of crap.
Yeah,
so he is quite strong, and he's picking them well too.
Yeah, Fassbender wasn't in there.
Has he gone completely off the boil?
I'm okay with Fassbender not being there. On a good day, he's unbeatable, and he had a good run there with 12 Years a Slave, and he was very, very good in Steve Jobs, a film that I feel like an awful lot of people just didn't bother with, but he is quite good in it. But I think the reason why he might have gone off the radar is bad roles.
Yeah.
And also, he went to be a racer for a while. He went to be a driver, professional race car driver.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Kind of Steve McQueen stuff.
Paul Newman, too, did that as well. It's a common thing with a lot of actors. Like, but he did that film, Next Goal Wins, which nobody saw and just came. Remember that?
Like, I didn't hate it, but I also was like, you can do far better than this, Michael.
Like, he's been doing, like, he was in one on my top 10 of the year. He was in it, Black Bag, Steven Soderbergh, loved it. And he was brilliant in it. I think when he gets the right roles, he's, as you say, he's fantastic in it. But yeah, he's kind of been a lot more selective. And I think as well, like, he's probably in that kind of phase in his career where he's like, okay, I'm no longer, you know, the sort of the fair haired child, you know, like, he doesn't have the youth anymore. He's kind of got more kind of grit and character to him. I'd put him in the same boat as like Aidan Quinn, you know, that kind of way. You give him the right role and he's unbeatable in it. Like, but he's been doing a lot of TV as well. He did that thing, The Agency.
He did.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, but I've heard very good reviews. I've read very good reviews. I've not watched it yet. That's another one for over Christmas, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And does Saoirse Ronan suffer from the fact that she's still young, but she's been around such a long time, she feels like a veteran at this point?
Yeah, I mean, like, so the first time I think everyone would have turned heads for Saoirse Ronan was Atonement, obviously. And then there were a few years, there was probably about 10 years there, where various studios, agents, but whoever it was, tried to make her something that she wasn't.
Yeah.
It was almost like, let's franchise Saoirse Ronan, let's give her Hannah, let's give her The Host.
Hannah was good.
But I think it was like, let's make her an action star. She's never had delivered a bad performance, but she's been in wobbly films. And I think, what was the other one as well? Is this How I Live Now? I think.
How I Live Now. That was all right.
Yeah, but she is stronger than that material. And I think maybe a turnaround for her was doing something like Brooklyn, where here you're required to play a real person, a real human. And those kind of performances suit her. Don't get me wrong, I loved her in that, you know, that murder mystery thing.
See How They Run.
Yeah, I thought she was actually pretty good in that. But when she plays real people, like in Little Women, like in Lady Bird, like in The Outrun, which she was robbed of there in terms of the award season conversation.
Fantastic.
She's much better there.
Yeah. Okay, well, the public have spoken. 10.57% of the vote, Colin Farrell. Jesse Buckley got 12.20% of the vote. Saoirse got 13.41% of the vote. Brendan Gleeson got 26.42% of the vote. And the clear winner, 37.40% of the vote, Cillian Murphy.
Fair enough.
I mean, he won the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, he won an Oscar. So it was kind of like, name the last Irish Oscar winner you can think of. And there you go. That was probably what the question was. Anyway, thank you, Brian and Chris, for coming in to run through that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.